Hello.
Hi, Ray. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
All right, Nadine. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking, considering it's Monday, right?
Yeah.
So I was following up with you. We had spoken back in February. It was regarding, you know, the first page placement on Google, but you did ask me to give you a call like around the first week of March, just to kind of see where you were at as far as with the business. So that was the reason for my call. I wasn't sure if this was still a good time for you. I mean, just to how are things going with the business now?
It's kind of slow right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when do you think this might be more beneficial for you? I mean, as far as with the first page placement.
Well, and what do you guys actually do?
What we had discussed, we had talked about two different packages, right? What we do primarily is the first page placement on Google, so taking like the current profile page that you have now and optimizing it to the first page. So anytime that when someone is searching for your services, in particular by using your keywords or search terms, we're making sure that your company is being found on that first page as a top recommended option, so that you'll get those calls coming directly to you from the customers. Now, we had actually discussed two different options for you. There was one that was our Platinum package, which includes both Google as well as Facebook marketing. That package was offered to you at the $299 a month, with the first page placement on Google included, content on Bing, Facebook ads, directory submission, the voice-activated searches, as well as the mobile platform. So that was one package that we had discussed. And then we also discussed the Premier Platinum, which what that one included was instead of Facebook ads, it includes Google ads. That one was offered to you at $449 a month, but it gives you the two spotlight positions on Google. Google Local Map, Google Ads at the top, directory submission, Bing Local, the voice-activated searches, and then also the mobile platform. So those were the two that we had, in fact, discussed. But then we had left it at that I would give you a call back in March just to kind of see how things were going, because it just wasn't ideal at that time. It wasn't good timing for you to do something like this.
Right. Yeah, I know I'm going to have to do something here soon.
Okay.
I mean, there are other companies that have approached me too. I'm looking seriously at the monthly cost.
Yeah, this is all at a flat rate month to month. There's no contracts. I'll tell you, Ray, the only thing that we ask our company is that you at least stick it out 2 months.
Right.
And it's just because, you know, again, none of this happens overnight, right? It's all a process. So, but again, you're paying monthly. So whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, if you went with the first package at $299 a month, that price is never going to change, no matter how long you're with us. So whether you come in at our first package or even the second package, the Premier Platinum, that's a price that is never going to change. Okay. So again, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years on a monthly basis, your price is always going to be the same. No matter if you got 100 phone calls, if you landed a job for $20,000, I mean, you're just paying the flat rate monthly. Now, you created a Facebook page for the business. Have you done that yet?
No.
Okay. But you have a personal Facebook, right? I mean, at the very least, I say.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So the way that we create the business Facebook page is we create it through your personal page, and this is just so that you have access to it, okay? The way that we run the Facebook ads is, let's say someone's on Google, they're within your area doing a search, and they just happen to go to Facebook just to look at pictures or stories. What they'll see, Ray, is your ad appear, and it pops up on their desktop, and it also shows up on their mobile device. So this helps you reach more new potential clients, but we can make it unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results, and when they click on that ad, they're either calling you directly or we can send them directly to your website. Okay. Now, one thing that I would recommend, because you're still keeping it within 10 to 20 miles, right, for potential clients?
Well,
that's like you're...
I go a lot farther out than that.
Okay. So just to kind of give you the breakdown on it, right, when we're talking about the Google local map, what they consider your local area is where you're PIN verified at, and 10 to 15
right.
miles around your zip code. That's what's considered your local area. So the way that we target outside of that is either running Facebook ads or Google ads. Facebook ads will allow you to target reach as far as 50 miles. Google ads allows you to reach as far as 100 miles. Okay. So are you kind of keeping it within, like, let's say 50 max, would you say, or is it still further out than that?
Well, I've done jobs up in New York before.
Okay.
But once for us, Jersey, those ones there, a lot of those are repetitive customers that I've known through the years.
Right, right. Because to be honest with you, even if you started with the first package at $299 a month, I think that would be a great package for you to start with. Now, once you start seeing, you know, what you're getting on your return on investment, if you ever want to then allocate, let's say you want to upgrade to the Google ads, you can do that at any time, right? But with Facebook ads, you got to remember, a lot of it is retargeting. I'll use a perfect example. My husband does dialysis. I had to call the dialysis center to talk to the nurse. This was just a couple weeks ago. And so I went on Google. I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me, called the center, talked to the nurse. Not even 2 days later, I happened to be on Facebook doing a post for my daughter's birthday, and all of a sudden I get this ad appearing on my Facebook page for Fresenius Kidney Care. And it's because they targeted me as having an interest in their kidney service, their kidney care services, right? So that's how the Facebook ads works. It kind of lets that person know who's done a search prior for your services on Google. It's reminding them, hey, you were looking for this type of a service. Here's a company that offers it. So it's retargeting is what it's doing. And you can even be selective if you wanted to choose certain areas rather than just covering 50 miles circumference around your zip code. You could target particular areas if you wanted with the Facebook ads. You could target people that earn a certain income level, right? But it's very targeted. Same thing with Google ads. With Google ads, if you wanted to target specific zip codes or you want to cover 70 miles around your zip code, just keep in mind that when you cover by mileage, it's like drawing a circle 70 miles around you and throwing a blanket over it. That's what it's covering.
Right.
Okay.
Where are you based out of, Nadine?
We are in California. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California. If you've ever been to Disneyland, which I don't know if you have, but we're literally about 20 minutes away from Disneyland.
Okay. So the basic package is $299 a month.
$299 a month. That's the package, to be honest with you, that I would recommend for you. It's still going to reach within 50 miles. I suggest you start with that first before you start, you know, now increasing into Google ads. And I'm going to tell you why, because Google ads are great, right? But when you compare the conversion rate, Google ads across all industries is about, I would say, a 4% conversion rate. It's an average $10 per click, okay, across all industries. When you compare it to Facebook ads is a 9% conversion rate across all industries, and it's an average 50 cents per click. Of course, we're providing it to you at a flat rate. You're not incurring the cost per click. We are, and we're managing it for you. But you have a better conversion rate with the Facebook ads.
Okay. Could you send me that info to me? Because I'm right in the middle of getting ready to do something. I'm just not sure what.
Okay.
Way I'm going to go right now.
Okay.
And if I have it in front of me, I can look at both of them. I got to show my wife.
Right.
She's
of course.
A little nervous about me jumping in
right.
with the advertising again, because the last couple times I did it, I mean, it was successful short period of time, And then it got out of control, and I was like beating a dead horse with one company that I was in.
Yeah,
that was out of Las Vegas. I dealt with a company called 411 Local.
411. Well, I'm going to tell you, 411 Local, all their focus is just locally. They're primarily not doing like Google ads, Facebook ads. What they focus on more is getting you in your local area, which that's right. Not where your book of business is. And I know that we had talked about that a few months back. So that's the difference between us and them, is because what we do is we like to target in the areas that you're specifically trying to be found in, not just in your local area. Because again, your book of business isn't just within those 10 to 15 miles where you're at, right?
Yeah, the 10 to 15 miles where I'm at is really, there's very limited amount of work here.
Exactly.
You gotta go out, you know, 35 miles.
Right. And that's why I suggest going with the first package, right?
Right.
With the Facebook ads. You know, but of course, I always like to give you what your options are, right? I don't like just limiting you to just one thing, because again, it's also going to depend on your appetite of the business, right? Or even what's within your budget, you know? So I think both of these packages, I mean, I kind of lean more for you to get started with is the first package, because it's really, I feel like that's going to give you the better conversion rate right now without breaking the bank, right? But you also have the option, if you wanted to do the Google ads instead, of course, you could do that package as well. I saw, I have the advancedcodingsolutions59@gmail.com as an email for you. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes,
okay. So what I'm doing right now, so I'm sending you over their two emails. The first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It shows you that it's $299 month to month. Everything that is included in that package. Okay, and then the second one that I'm sending you, it's actually the, it'll say Google Advertising. So that one is for the Premier Platinum package, okay, and everything that's included in that package. So this way you could take a look at it, because I'm that way too, right? I like to see it in front of me.
Yeah,
I'm a visual type of person, you know, and I know it's a lot of information, but I'm just one of those. I want to see it in front of me too. Like, you could tell me what it is, but I also want to see it. So I sent you both,
okay.
And they should be in your inbox, okay?
Now, do you guys create a new web page, or do you take my existing web page?
So we can typically, what we do, as long as you have like a website, right, we definitely want to make sure that we're attaching the website that you want attached to wherever we're listing your business. How do you feel about your website?
It's okay, but you know, I've gone through, like I said, a couple different advertising companies, and I just have it on one right now, which is Town Square Intervention. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
So you're currently using Town Square right now?
Well, the only thing that they did was leave my website up, and it cost me $20 a month.
Okay.
But I'm not generating. I mean, once in a while I get a call out of it, but nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But they're not managing your Google profile page, right?
Well, they said that they are. Well, no. See, 411 okay. says to me that they are. But Town Square said to me that, no, they were managing it. So.
Okay. Let me clarify. You did cancel with 411 Local, correct? You're not still paying them, right?
I'm just going back and forth a month. If I keep on wanting to bill me, I keep on sending them an email, your services are no longer needed. I just spoke with a woman a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
I understand. It's because what they did was, you know, they did stuff that's really, it's illegal to do.
Right.
You know, when they put you on a Google listing, okay? Then what they'll say to you is, all right, we're going to try to ranch you out in different areas. Well, they ranched me out into two different areas, and it was customers that I had. So they took the customer's address, and they sent them a Google card, And they said, well, when you get the Google card, call us there and get the number. Well, they didn't list me as advanced coating. They listed me as one of them was raised flooring, and the other one was floors by Ray. One was in Easton, Connecticut, and the other one was in Milford, Connecticut. And then advanced coatings was my town where I live. And,
uh-huh.
You know, I kept on trying to tell these people, I'm not opening up two more LLCs and insuring them and checking accounts. I says, you know, you people don't understand it. You know, every time you do that, it costs you $2,500. Then you got to pay the state every year, $750
to
the state treasury department. And I says, you know, you keep on doing this to me. And I don't understand. I have one, advanced coatings. It's not
right
by way, or you know what I mean. And other people that I've spoken with, they said, you know, that it's illegal to do that.
Right, it is. So, what was their point in doing that? To try to target other areas?
Correct.
Okay, so this is what, and 411 Local did this, right?
Yes.
Okay, when they do, I can't believe they did that. Wow. So I understand what you're saying. It's illegal what they're doing. That's
it went out on for 2 years.
That is crazy. So first of all, if you're no longer paying them, right, and then you recently had signed up with Town Square, okay?
Yeah, Town Square I had for a year,
Okay, so Town Square, and you're still paying them, is it just for the website, or are you paying them also for the monthly services for the management?
No, just the website. They're charging me, like I said, $20 a month just to keep the website up.
Right. So what happened was, and I'll explain. So just so you know, off the bat, you can only have one company, managing your Google profile page. So when you signed up with 411 Local, right, and then when you turned around and then signed up with Town Square, I'm assuming at that point when you had originally signed up with Town Square, you had them added on as managers to your Google profile page, correct?
This is where it gets kind of tricky, because they said they were managing it, and 411 said 411. I went back and forth with them, and originally, you know, somebody I talked to out there said no, that they weren't handling it. And then somebody else said to me, yeah, that they were handling it. And I'm like, I'm paying you guys a fee every month, and you're not managing the Google profile.
Right.
And that's when I really got aggravated with them. And I said to them, you know, your services are no longer needed. But they keep on every month. I'm getting a phone call from them or something saying we're going to take out, you know, $169 out of your checking account. And I'm like, no, do not touch my checking account.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to manage it. So here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only one company can manage it. Okay, 411 Local is probably well aware that you had then gone with Town Square, so they're trying to keep the management access to your Google profile page, right? Even, and I'll tell you right now, even if you hadn't canceled with 411 Local and then you had signed up with Town Square, you would have to add Town Square as managers to your Google profile page so that way they could manage it, because you can't have both of them doing it. I know with us, if we were to sign you up, I'll be super transparent. You have to add us on as managers to your Google profile page, or else everything that we're saying we're going to do, we're not going to be able to do it. Bottom line.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So at the end of the day.
How do I go about getting them off of the
you would just go in profile. And remove them. You would just have to remove them off of your Google profile. Do you still have your login?
No.
Okay. You should be listed as an owner on your Google profile page. So all you would do is just add us on as management, and you would just, we walk you through the process, but you definitely have to remove them.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at your Google profile page. I do see the Town Square website, but if you wanted a new website, I can definitely include one for you. In our package, it's more of a customized type of website, and it's customized to fit your business, right? We call it a My Site. And so we could definitely include one for you. It's at, it would be at no additional cost, because I'm assuming that once you cancel, like if you were to cancel paying them the monthly fee to maintain and host that website, it's going to go away. So they're not going to give it back to you. So in that case, we would definitely create you a new one.
Okay.
I'm sorry that that's been going on. Wow, I can't believe 411 Local did all that, and why? That's illegal, sending a PIN code like that to one of your clients and saying, call me when you get the PIN code. This is what I'm talking about, why they like to target, why they only do local. If they knew what they were doing, they would know, run Google ads to target those additional areas or run Facebook ads. So this clearly tells you all they focus is on the local area. So their way of doing things and to make more money is to just get you in different, all these different locations. And at the end of the day, Ray, I'm going to tell you that hurts your business more than help you.
Oh, yeah. Well, on top of each additional area, $59, $59, $59.
Exactly. That's how they're doing
That, you know, and then it was more than that. No, we reduced the price by 40%, and you know, and we'll do that for 3 months, and then all of a sudden you're getting billed for $450 again. And it's like, guys, I am not spending that kind of money. I'm not generating enough to take out $450 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was busy and I'm working every single week, it's a different story. But if I'm not, I'm working 1 week, and then I'm not working for a week and a half, and then I pick up another job. Because, you know yourself, all these jobs that you bid, you don't get them all. You know, I mean, I may bid 10 jobs and get two. I may bid 10 jobs and get one.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, this is why I'm talking that, and that clearly shows you all they focus is on the local area. So what they're doing is trying to bank on money with you. They're just getting you PIN verified in all these different locations under different business names, right? Just kind of switching the name around. And PIN verifying you in these different locations, which at the end of the day, it makes it look like you're a different business. Like, it doesn't even look like you're the same business, right? So you got all these different business names, and they're charging you for each location. How is that benefiting you? Right?
It's not.
So it's hurting your business more than helping you, and it's breaking your bank is what it's doing. Because what they're doing for you is a disservice. So I would definitely not pay them a red cent. And as far as Town Square.
That's right. You ever heard of
Home Advisor?
Home Advisor. I tried that one. That was ridiculous. I was paying for leads. They'd send you the leads and they'd send them out to multiple people. And then they said to me, oh, you know, you got to make sure you call within 5 to 10 minutes. Some might call within 5 to 10 minutes. Like, oh no, we sold that 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, they would take the money out of your checking account for the leads. They tell you the leads are anywhere between $28 and $56 per lead. And you know, like one day they would load you up with six leads, and they pull $200 out of your checking account. And then when you call them to say, hey, listen, this has been filled, it's been filled for weeks. Sometimes they would refund the money. Sometimes they wouldn't. Sometimes you'd have to fight with them, and it was like. Then I finally got aggravated with them. I'm like, forget it. I don't want nothing to do with you guys. Take me off your list. And then they were bought out by Angie's Leads.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's still the same. Let me tell you, and it's still the same process.
It's still the same process.
Nothing's changed about it. We work with a lot of their clients, and it's still the same process. So they still send leads to multiple companies that are your competitors. You still pay for the lead, whether it converts into a job or not. The leads are not quality type of leads. So it's still the same. It's just they're powered by Angie.
Yep.
So nothing's changed about it. So, yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, I would recommend, okay, like I said, Ray, is starting with the Platinum package, the first package. But you do have these two options, right? I say the first package because to get you a better conversion rate, just, you know, without being it so expensive, right? Because, of course, the Google Ads is a lot more money. I mean, you're talking $449 a month. Business has been slow for you, okay?
Right.
But that's why I recommend starting with this package. And if you need a new website, that's not a problem. I'll include it for you at no additional cost to you.
Okay.
Okay. So I sent out both emails. They came from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. When would you like me to check back in with you?
Just give it a few more toward the end of the week, like Thursday,
okay.
Friday, the end of this week.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely do that.
I'll sit down and talk this thing over with my wife and see what she recommends that I do.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Ray, for, again, taking the time out of your busy day to speak with me, and I'll talk to you either on Thursday or Friday, okay?
Very good. Thank you, Nadine.
You are so welcome. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
You home.